Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today's piece is by Brett Allegray Wood, AI Terminology for Beginners, the Business Team Glossary.
And if you've ever sat in a meeting where someone threw around words like LLM, tokens, agentic AI, and watched half the room quietly panic, this one is for you.
The argument underneath it all is simple. AI has a language problem, not because the concepts are hard, but because nobody explains them plainly. Brett covers 30-plus terms, and by the end, you stop feeling intimidated and start being dangerous with it.
Let's start with the number that got my attention. What's the economics argument?
A junior employee costs around £25,000 a year. Running an AI agent doing equivalent work might cost £500 to £2,000 a year. That gap is the reason your CFO needs to pay attention to something called tokens.
What's a token?
A chunk of text. Think of it like a Scrabble tile. Every time the AI reads something or writes something, it consumes tokens. You pay for input tokens, what you send, and output tokens, what comes back. That's the currency of AI.
So you're paying per chunk of thought, essentially.
Yes. And if you're running the same sloppy prompt every day, you're burning tokens on bad answers. Good prompt design saves real money.
There's also the hybrid model approach me article. Can you explain that?
Right. A local model runs on your own computer. No per use cost, but weaker. A cloud model, like Claude, is smarter, but you pay per token. The smart move is hybrid. Use local models for simple filtering work, cloud models for anything that needs real thinking. Brett says, done right, that cuts AI costs by 40 to 60%.
That's where the heart surgeon analogy comes in.
Exactly. Don't hire a heart surgeon to pick up your post. If you have 100 tasks a day, and 60 are simple enough for a cheaper model, you've just halved your token spend without losing output quality.
The article makes a distinction I hadn't heard before. Context engineering. What is that?
A prompt is just the question you ask. Context is everything else you tell the AI so it understands what you want. The background, your rules, how you operate. Brett's line is that context is the difference between the AI being useless and the AI being 10 times better than a human.
Right. It's like briefing a consultant properly before they start. Tell them nothing, they guess. Tell them everything, they're brilliant.
And context engineering is building that background deliberately. Your procedures, your templates, your tone of voice. The AI draws on all of it consistently.
Which connects to the vector database concept.
Yes. A vector database is how you store that knowledge so the AI can actually search it. Without it, the AI guesses about your business. With it, it sounds like you.
Okay, I want to talk about agentic AI, because that's where the article shifts gear.
This is the real change. An LLM answers questions. An agentic AI sees what needs to be done and does it. Opens your email, drafts the response, checks your calendar, sends it. All without asking permission each time. It works while you sleep.
Which sounds brilliant and slightly alarming.
Both are appropriate reactions. Brett's framing, one Mac Mini per employee, running an agentic AI. A person with an agent handling routine work, plus that person thinking, is 10 to 100 times more effective than someone doing routine work alone.
I've heard the AI takes jobs argument endlessly. What's Brett's actual position?
He's direct. Some work will be replaced. Not your job, the work. The four things that keep you relevant: know the language, think in processes, own the judgment, and build context. AI augments the people who redesign their processes around it. They win.
And one risk in the article I think is underrated: AI brain rot.
Where you ask the AI the same questions over and over and stop thinking for yourself. Your own thinking degrades. Brett says use it as a sparring partner, not a replacement for your thinking.
And a related one called prompt drift, where over time you get lazy with how you ask and quality quietly drops.
Regular review of your prompts fixes that. Treat it like any system in your business.
One thing to act on this week.
Brett's suggestion is to pick one task that feels like busy work and write out every step. Identify which steps need human judgment and which are purely mechanical. Then test a prompt with Claude on one mechanical step. One step, see what it gives you.
And mine? Start tracking your token spend, even if it's tiny right now. You want a baseline before it grows.
The full article is at anabu.ai. 30-plus terms, the full glossary. And if you want to see how this would work inside your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too.
Worth reading.
See you next time.